Hello and welcome to this special installment of Slycast, where we're happy to welcome back John Rivoli. John, welcome.
Hey, Craig, how you doing, man?
I'm very, very good. I know we're in the midst of the holiday season, so I'm glad we were both able to find a little time to sit down. So best to you and yours this holiday season and for the coming new year.
Same here. Yeah, the coming decade, right?
Yeah,
I got
right.
High hopes.
Yes. So I know you had a pretty big 2019. Back in November, it probably started to culminate with the Rocky Run. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Rocky Run and your experience there?
Yeah, I'd love to, because it turned out to be really the high point of Icons and Art and everything that has to do with Rocky. Because I didn't know going in, you know, this is an annual run that they have every year in Philly. And I was invited by the producer to participate. And I didn't know exactly what to expect. And I was a little like, oh, God, what if I go and nobody shows up? You know, I'm standing there. You know, you always have those kind of fears and hesitations. But we committed and fully committed, made a huge investment in a booth and all the stuff that you need, you know, to take an art gallery on the road.
Right.
Of course, tons of inventory and all that stuff. And we just committed and said, let's just go for it and do it. And I have to say that it exceeded all of our expectations. I was astounded. The second they opened those doors and let people in, it was a mob scene. And it was just amazing because, you know, I always knew that there was this Rocky fan base out there. And I knew that there was going to be a market for art, you know, for Rocky art. But I didn't know the extent to which it would be. And when you get all these folks, a lot of these folks together in one space, then you really see the power of the property of Rocky, because all those true fans are there, obviously, for a Rocky run. And boy, I tell you, it was so wonderful for me to do this relationship building with a lot of these folks and get to just have an opportunity to speak with them in person. A lot of people came because they knew I was going to be there, and they came down to meet me. They weren't running, but they wanted to come meet me, which was incredibly humbling, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just such a wonderful time to spend with all these folks and just talk about Rocky and art, because that's all it was, just Rocky and art and the stories behind all the paintings, and people were taking pictures with the paintings. And it was, like I said, we couldn't have asked for a better show than that.
Oh, that's awesome. And I know that it is a big deal, that Rocky Run. Around that time on social media, you see a lot of activity from people that are traveling from all over the country and all over the world to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was a small sampling of the Rocky fan base. I think there was about, I don't know, 8,000 to 10,000 people there. And, you know, that's a microcosm of the worldwide base of Rocky folks. And I tell you, you know what the most wonderful thing is, Craig, is that they all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a story as to why they're there, why they're participating in this run, and why they have this connection to Rocky. And everyone's a little different, but the stories are so touching because it always has something to do with family, within their family. It was a connection they had with their dad, you know, or a brother. And, you know, whether they lost a family member and they're running in honor of them for Rocky, you know, it's all these different stories. And I tell you, it runs deep, the Rocky thing. You know, with this base, it runs very, very deep. It's not like being a fan of anything else, I
yep.
think. This is the most emotionally attached group to a fictional character.
Yeah.
But I tell you today, he's not fictional.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not he's a real person to
mm-hmm.
all these folks, including myself to a degree. You know, like this person, this Rocky exists. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's really quite amazing. And that was one of the best parts of being at this run, was just chatting with
yeah.
everybody, you know, and it was great. They wanted to take pictures with me and the art, and I was signing, which I don't usually get to do, but I got
yeah.
to sign in person and dedicate it to each person, which everyone really, you know, was pretty, you know, excited about. So it was incredible. And we were just selling out and selling stuff off the wall, and it was really amazing.
That's beautiful. I got to tell you that this time of year, especially, I mean, on social media, a lot of the stuff I see skews towards Stallone just because of the podcast I do. But I'll tell you, Christmas and yesterday, which was Boxing Day, the amount of Rocky tweets and Facebook posts I saw about people that were watching the Rocky movies because it was Boxing Day was pretty remarkable. Now, I'm going to ask you a question because I know it's kind of split in the fan base here, but Rocky IV, do you consider that a Christmas movie?
It's so funny because I've been seeing that debate online the past week or so. And I've never considered it a Christmas movie.
Same. I mean, there's these movies that take place during Christmas, and then there's Christmas movies. So it's a fun little debate, though.
It is.
But getting back to icons and art and, you know, the art you had on display and were selling at the Rocky Run, last time we talked about all your offerings at Icons and Art. And since then, you've sort of expanded. You've created a lot of new pieces, but you also have a lot of alternate options in terms of sizes. Can you sort of go over those for us?
Sure. You know, one of the things that I wanted to do once I committed to the Rocky Run was to make sure I brought some exclusive pieces for the run that I was going to release there and only sell there for a certain period of time, which is why obviously I made a Rocky Run piece of him running, you know, his training scene from Rocky II. So I had these three new pieces that I was going to bring that I wanted to debut to bring a little value to come into the show, and they did incredibly well. Those all sold out. That was the Rocky Run, the Rocky Steps, and the Rocky Statue. And I'd been getting a lot of requests from folks who wanted to know if they could get the art in a smaller size so that for their man cave or their movie room, whatever it was, they could display a large amount of them, you know, of the paintings, because you kind of have to commit if you're getting the larger ones. Like, all right, I guess I'm going to do that one and frame it and put it up. But, you know, so many people wanted to be able to put up multiple, which is a great idea. And when you frame them and hang them together, they really do look really nice. You know, it tells a nice story because you can put together the ones you want, what really connect with you. So we did an 8x10, which was brand new. We introduced it at the show. And, you know, they were just flying out because, you know, we priced them at $20, which is almost an impulse buy. Yeah. And it's the same quality. You have one of the prints, so you know that G Clay quality. It's the same thing, only smaller. So nothing has changed quality wise, but we just have this smaller size offering so that you can really build an art story on your wall. So that's the newest thing that we've done.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that offering because as somebody who in the past has really covered my walls with different art, it's great because, like you said, it allows you to get a lot up there and you can tell your story, which is great. One other thing I think since we talked, John, you were finally able to release some of the Creed artwork you had done, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I had finally gotten the approval from Michael B. Jordan. So I was able to get that Creed piece out that I had been holding for quite some time. Last time we spoke, I think I told you, we were waiting for quite a bit of time to get that approved. So yeah, that is out. So we do have the one Creed offering that we have in there, you know?
Excellent.
That's what I have so far.
And in addition to, if people go to Icons in Art, the website, they can see all of the Rocky and the Creed piece. But you also have done a handful of Rambo pieces. And then also, I guess for the anniversary, you've done some Godzilla pieces as well.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, Rambo had a shot in the arm this year with the new film in September. So I was really inspired to do some artwork for that. So I was, you know, banging out some pieces, which Sly really liked. You know, he saw them on social media and stuff. And so I put those up on the site. I think I have like 8 pieces of Rambo art from the first film through to Last Blood that I do in different styles, not just, you know, my usual style that I do with Rocky, but some other looks and feels that I do that I think lend themselves well to that character, more of stencil stuff that feels kind of okay for that. And then, yeah, for Godzilla. So that's a new license we have. So I'm the official fine art licensee for Godzilla through Toho Studios, just like I am with Rocky through MGM. So we just did the deal, and I just have them in pre-sale right now. I've got them out there just, and we have our first 5 pieces of art, and we're only doing them in 50 pieces each. Mm. Very small run. And yes, they have the big anniversary this year for Godzilla as well. So that is the newest thing that we're, you know, I named the company Icons and Art for a reason, that I'm going to paint icons.
Yeah.
And I start with, in my world, I started with the biggest icon of all, Rocky, right? So mm-hmm. Where do you go? Where do you go from there? You know, it was a very difficult thing for me to say, well, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to paint, you know, Bruce Willis? I mean, where do you go after Rocky? So I had to go larger than life. So the biggest thing I could think of was the King of the Monsters, Godzilla. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of transitioned into that. And plus, it's another passion of mine. I grew up just loving Godzilla. That was one of the other things I used to draw as a kid all the time was Godzilla.
Yeah, I'm a big Godzilla fan, so I was happy to see that you had you'd started working on the G-Man.
Yes.
I love those movies.
Oh, me
and too. And they've been treated really, really well on home video. I'm sure you're aware that in the last couple of years they've put out dual editions where you get the American cut and the Japanese cut, which is yep. just such a treat. You had also mentioned Sly on social media, and I meant to mention this earlier in our discussion, but right around Christmas, Sly tweeted some of your artwork with a Merry Christmas message. That must have been pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's, you know, it never gets old. I have a relationship with Sly. I can email him. We go back and forth over art and stuff. But when he does something like that, it really is amazing. You know, I mean, you sit there and you're like, wow, Rocky just put something out on social media about, you know, a piece of my art. It's like, that's Rocky. You know what I mean? So it really is. It's you pinch yourself a lot when that happens. But yeah, it was fantastic. It was Christmas Eve, actually. So what a nice present to have for him to do that, because I did this kind of Christmassy piece of art for Rocky and I sent it to him and he was nice enough to put it out there. Got
yeah.
a lot of reaction to that too.
Oh, totally. And the one thing, and I want this to become like a whole let's, you know, pump up Sly's ego type of thing, but it seems to me, John, that he doesn't take the responsibility of being, you know, Rocky's caretaker lightly. It seems like it really continually touches him, and it's cool to see, because a lot of times you'll see creators of characters sort of just become, I don't know, numb to the you know what they've created, or you know, I resentful of it, or of you know, of the life it's taken on. But with Sly, by all appearances, it seems like it's a character that still really means the world to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great observation too, and I've never really thought about it that well, and articulated that the way you just did. But it is true, and I know that for when, you know, we're going back and forth on a piece of art or something, and the care and detail that he puts into the comments and what he'd like to see, and I know he takes it extremely seriously, Rocky. So you're right about that. It is not something that he just kind of brushes over. It's not like, you know, a band who's been around for 40 years playing their top song in the encore. And it's like, oh God, we got to play this thing again.
Yeah.
It's not like that. He, I think, feels much the way we do about Rocky and has that same level of respect and connection for that character, you know?
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. So moving forward and looking at 2020, it's exciting that you've got this Godzilla stuff on the horizon that you're working on. Do you have serious plans to continue with the Rocky stuff?
Oh, yeah. You know, Sly sent me a new image that he wants me to do for my next painting. So, in fact, today I posted a little sneak peek because I've been
painting. I saw that.
Yeah, so I've been working on that. That's a little sneak peek. He had sent that to me last week, what the new painting should be. So, yeah, I'm going to be going full force into Rocky, producing as much as I can. I've got some new printing techniques that I'm going to introduce as well in a very limited run. My printer has this incredible print on metal process that he does. So he has giclées on metal. I mean, think about that. It's like, wow. Could it get any better? And the vibrancy of it. So I'm going to do some really small runs of some of the pieces for that. And, you know, I'm signed on for Rocky Run again for 2020. So I'm really excited about that. And it'll be good to go the second time because now I have a lay of the land and I know what to expect. So I'm really excited to do that. You should actually try and come down. It is quite – really, because you should do like a live podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
It's incredible. The scene there is incredible. And then the third day, you know, we are on display right at the steps.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
We're at the bottom of the steps. You know, about it. And they're blessed with the Rocky music. It's 5 in the morning. Philadelphia is filled with Rocky music. People are dressed as him. And then the run begins. It's incredible. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And if my information is correct, that run will be November 14th. And you can find information about that on the web. Now, again, I want to make sure people know that the best place to find you is iconsinart.com. And I can't stress enough the fact that there are options for everybody out there in terms of what your space limitations are and what your budget might be. You've got something that covers everyone.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do, was try to really, you know, spread it wide at this point. So, you know, from a $20 price point to $99, that, you know, and what's in between. So, I think we're in a spot that is certainly a place where Rocky fans can get some art and, you know, enjoy the story behind them and have some great stuff for their Rocky rooms.
Yeah, and the excellent thing is, as you pointed out, there's no difference in quality. Just because you're getting a smaller size piece doesn't mean that it's going to look any different than the larger size pieces.
Right. You know, at the run, people were buying one of everything in 8x10. Mm-hmm. They're like, just give me one of all of them, you know, and put them up. And that was the whole idea behind it, was to be able to do that, you know?
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So, again, it's Icons in Art. John, unless you have anything else you want to cover, I'll let you go.
So something else that's coming up too that is a first is I'm doing a gallery showing here in New York City of my Rocky and Rambo art.
Mm, wow.
This is awesome, because what better place to display Rocky art than a gym? So I have this gym in the city that has half of its space is a gallery. So you walk through the gallery to get to the gym floor, because they want you to, you know, build your mind and your spirit as well as your body. So they have an art gallery. So I'm going to be doing a show there starting January. We set up January 25th, and we'll be there for 2 months. So we'll have all the Rocky art on display. It's called Manhattan Athletic Club, and it's in New York City. It's on Lexington Avenue and 48th Street. So if any of your listeners are in New York or in the New York area, they should stop by the gym and they'll get to see all of the artwork on display in person.
Excellent. And I'll make sure to include a link to that information in our show notes there. And we'll be sure to remind people as we get closer to that event in January. That sounds great. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, right. And I'm excited that it's in a gym space as well, you know, because that's where Rocky should be. And I would think those people pretty much are Rocky fans if you're in a gym lifting. So
Totally. Well, all right, John. That's really exciting. And like I said, we'll be sure to keep people abreast of all that news regarding that showing. And again, we'll talk soon.
Sounds great.